welcome to Texaco Town. Again, the 45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief Gasoline and other Texaco products present His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Well, Eddie, how does it feel to be unanimously re-elected mayor of Texaco Town?
Oh, pretty good.
Pretty good. Say, thank the people for the checks you got after your name on Tuesday. That made you mayor.
Yeah, but the checks I get from Texaco every Monday, that keeps me mayor. Ah.
You know, I can't understand how you got so many votes. What did you promise the people?
Only one thing, Jimmy. Football.
Football? There's no team in this town.
I know, but I've got a football. That's a good start, isn't it, Jimmy?
A good start?
Sure, we start with this football. Now we'll get a team, then we'll get uniforms, and then...
And then?
And then we'll build a college.
Eddie, are you really going to start a college?
Yes, and I've got a great name for it.
Oh, tell me more. What is it?
The Texaco Town University of Advanced Technology for Modern Professorial Undergraduates Incorporated. How is that?
Wow. How will you ever get that long name on a football jersey?
Well, we'll put half on the front and half on the back, and the rest we'll put on the pants.
So you can't have university written on a football player's pants.
Why not? Isn't a university the seat of learning?
Seat of learning. All right, then. Who's going to be on the team?
Well, there's eight fellas in the Fireman's Glee Club, and you, that makes nine.
That's right.
Now, we still need a left end and a right end.
A left end and a right end.
Jimmy, are you looking where I'm looking? We've got both ends. Come here, Jack Renard. Come here, Renard.
Don't bother me now. I've got to prepare my violin solo.
Forget the violin, Jack. From now on, you're going to play football.
But if I play football and hurt my hand, I might not be able to play my violin.
Oh, then you've got to play football. Tell me, haven't you got any college spirit?
What college?
It's for the honor of dear old Texaco Town University of Advanced Technology for Modern Professorial Undergraduates Incorporated.
Well, why do you need me?
Well, your jersey will be the only one we can get the whole name on.
Could I please be the cheerleader?
Yes, Toots, go ahead.
Rah, 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 yippee.
Why, that's no cheer. Listen to this. Rickety, rickety, Raxico, from the coast of Maine to Mexico. Give a cheer for good old Texaco Town, University of Advanced Technology for the month. You take the rest of it. Go ahead.
Say, Eddie,
yep.
Why don't we get the boys together and start the football practice?
Okay, James, call out the Glee Club, and I'll give them a pep talk.
Okay. Hey, fellas.
Coming, Mayor. Oh, yes. Here we are.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Mayor?
Oh, forget that Mayor stuff. From now on, I'm the coach of the Texaco Town football team.
Yes, and you're all on the team, fellas. Say, listen, Eddie.
What?
Suppose they all wear their initials on their jerseys instead of a number.
That's great. I'll take down their names so you can order the letters. Call them out to me.
Right. There's Tom.
T.
Egbert.
E.
Xavier.
X.
Alfred.
A.
Clyde.
C.
And Oscar.
Oh, Jimmy, what a coincidence. Their initials spell out Texaco.
It wouldn't be such a coincidence if it didn't change my name from Sam to Xavier, huh?
Quiet, Sam. From now on, you're an All-American.
Don't be silly. I ain't even got my first papers.
All right, you'll be the water valiant. Can you valiant the water bucket?
Valiant the water bucket? You mean carry.
Well, everybody knows valiant is the word for carry. Oh. I know, I know. I know. I should have given that joke to Park your carcass.
Come on, Eddie, give the boys a pep talk. They're getting fidgety.
Right. Now listen, fellas. I want you all to build yourselves up. Get strong. Develop your muscles. Cocoa malt contain... Say, have I got Joe Penner's script? What is that? I want you all to be as tough as nails, because... Do you know who we play in our first game?
Who?
The Hollywood Kindergarten.
No.
A pretty tough bunch, and let me tell you something.
Hold it, fellas. I just made up a great cheer.
All right, Renard, let's hear it.
La, 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 ta-ra-ra, la-ti-ta-ra, la-la-la, la-la-li, li-li-la, li-ra-ti-ta, ti-ta-ta.
Wait a minute. What kind of a cheer is that?
Well, I didn't make up the words yet, but it's a good cheer, no?
Yes, it's a good cheer, no, yeah. Fellas, let's rehearse my cheer. I'll sing the first chorus, and everybody join in the second. Here are the words. Texaco, Texaco, gives your car more pep and go. You can bet you will get more miles for your dough. Make this test with the best gasoline we know. Fill her up, fill her up, fill her up now. with Texaco. Come on, everybody.
Texaco, Texaco, get your car more crap and go. You can bet you will get more money for your loan. Make this bet with the best gasoline we know. Fill up, fill up, fill up now with Texaco. Hey!
That's swell, boys. That's swell. That's really good. Now we're going to practice our signals. We'll start with a lateral pass.
Right.
Renard, come here. Come here. You run interference. Will you do it?
I'll be tackled to death.
Tackled to death? He says the wrong line. He gets a bigger laugh than I do.
Come on, get going, Eddie.
All right. Now, Renard, I want you to get in position.
No, sir. I changed my mind. I'm not going to play football.
But why? Why, Jack?
Because you hired me as a musician.
Say, if the Literary Digest can make a mistake, so can I. All right, start the game. Now football's in season, and that is the reason I'm singing this song once again. You've heard our discussion, and that's why we're rushing. You've heard our the men in the game. And after we played our first game, the wildest of teams we will came. Oh, one player who fumbled was tripped and he stumbled. They dragged him all over the ground. His back ached and smarted, 'cause his end wasn't guarded. The mayor of Texaco Town. When I make decisions, there are no revisions. My strong will has won me renown. Whatever it cost me, nobody can boss me. Hello? Yep. Oh, hello, Ida. Oh, yes, Ida. Yes, darling. Bring home a rye bread. But, dear, how does it look for me to... All right, dear. Yeah, I'll get it. Yeah. You what? Oh, you have no dinner for me. Yes, I'll get a can of salmon, yes. Yes, Ida. All right, Ida. Goodbye, Ida.
Eddie, who was that?
The mayor of Texaco Town. If a fella like Landon can shake Roosevelt's hand and say, I'm with you, Franklin, I vow. His example, let's match it and bury the hatchet.
Yes!
Let's all be Americans now.
Daddy, would you mind stepping out for a minute? I have something important to tell Deanna.
Okay. I'll see you later, children. Goodbye.
Well, he's gone. What did you want to say, Bobby?
Gee, Deanna, you're beautiful.
Oh, Bobby.
You're as pretty as a marshmallow fudge sundae with nuts on it.
Oh, I like you too, Bobby.
Deanna, I was just thinking...
About what?
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. That breathless charm, won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you.
Hello there, Bobby. Where's your dad?
Oh, he stepped out for a minute, Uncle Jimmy.
Oh, then I'll come back in a minute.
Wait. I want to ask you something.
What is it?
Well, I was just watching a man down the street trying to get his car started. Gee, he was having a lot of trouble. What makes a car run anyway?
Well, that's a pretty big order, Bobby, but I'll try to answer it for you. Here, let's lift up the hood of my car. Now then, Bobby, when you drive in here with your dad, you've often seen me fill the tank of his car with fire chief. And you know that when it goes into the tank, it's liquid.
Sure I know, Uncle Jimmy. I always jump out and watch you.
Well, the motor doesn't actually run on that liquid gasoline. It first has to be vaporized. That is, turned into a sort of a fog.
Yeah, but how do you do that?
Well, that's what this is for. It's called the carburetor. Here, the gasoline is mixed with air, and it quickly changes from a liquid to a vapor. And then, sparks from these plugs explode it. And that's how you get the power. In the average car, 9,000 of these explosions take place every minute.
Gosh, that gasoline must have to work like lightning.
Bobby, that's just the word for it. It takes a real lightning action gasoline to do the job right. And Texaco Fire Chief gives this kind of lightning action because it was made for fire engines.
Fire engines certainly have to start fast, don't they?
That's right, Bobby. And anybody who uses Fire Chief can get that same lightning action out of his car. You'll find that out the day you drive a car yourself, Bobby. Jack Renard and his orchestra paint a musical picture of a football game. He calls it Touchdown.
The football game is off.
Why?
I just got a telegram asking me to come to New York to play the lead in Hamlet.
When are you leaving, Eddie?
As soon as I can get my bags packed.
Oh, we hate to see you go. Don't we, fellas?
We sure do. Yes, sir.
Well.
Say, Eddie, here's your bags. The boys in the band helped to pack them.
I see. You're sorry to see me go. That's good. I like that, yeah. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll look up a train right now.
You don't have to. Train leaves for New York in 20 minutes.
Jimmy, you're so anxious to have me stay here, you sent for a train announcer?
Oh, no, Eddie. I tell you, it breaks my heart to have you go away. Yep.
Mr. Wallington?
Yes?
That taxi you ordered to take Mr. Cantor to the station is outside.
Uh-huh. Poor broken-hearted Wallington. Get out of here.
Eddie, I'm only trying to help out.
Yeah?
Look, I even brought your raincoat.
Thanks. You can never tell in New York when they'll have their next rain.
Next rain leaves for New York in 19 minutes.
Yeah, the script says 20.
We're ahead of schedule.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Listen, Jimmy, before I leave, I want you to do me a favor.
What is it?
Will you help me rehearse the graveyard scene from Hamlet?
Sure, go ahead.
Alas, poor Yorick, I knew him, Horatio, a fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent...
Avant, avance! Avant, avance!
Wait a minute, what part are you playing?
No part, I'm the tailor. Yesterday you gave me the coat and pants, today I born avance!
Oh, no. Listen here, will you? Will you listen to what I've got to say? Never mind the vest. Bear Cantor is going to New York to play Hamlet.
Yes, I'm going east. Forget the vest, will you? Now I gotta get back in the mood, Jimmy.
All right, go ahead.
Ophelia, my beloved, thou art pure as snow, and thy silvery voice doth tinkle like a rippling brook. Ophelia, I hear thy voice. I hear thy voice. Ophelia, I hear... Oh, you almost stepped on it, huh? I hear thy voice. What's going on here? What are you doing here?
I'm practicing my trombone. Jack Renard gave me permission.
Renard gave you permission?
Yeah, he told me I could practice when nothing is going on.
How do you like that guy? Don't you understand? You're interrupting the greatest Hamlet? Get away with that raspberry, will you? What is this, a conspiracy? I'd grab my six bags and rush right out of here if I wasn't afraid to get a back strain.
Back strain for New York in 17 minutes.
Will you get out of here? Let me rehearse. Lock all the doors, Jimmy. I must rehearse.
Nobody else will get in, Eddie. I promise you that.
Good. Alas, poor Yorick.
Hey, are you Cantor?
Yeah, what do you want?
Have you got two halves for a dollar?
Yes.
You got two fives for a ten?
Yes.
You got two tens for a 20?
Certainly.
Capitalist. Pooh.
Yep. How do you like that guy? This is what I call a nice, quiet rehearsal. Oh, Jimmy, I'm going crazy. How am I doing, Jimmy?
Oh, you're doing great, Eddie.
All right, now let's go to scene two. Ready?
Right.
Alas... Alas, I knew Yorick.
Alas, train leaving for New York in 2 minutes.
Come over here, you.
Who, me?
Yes, there's only one way to keep you quiet, and that's to give you a part in the show.
Huh?
Here's the part, mister. It's Polonius.
Yeah, Jimmy, I want you to help out and play the part of Ophelia. Now, you and I have just poisoned ourselves. Come on, let's lie down on the floor.
Okay.
All right, Polonius. Now, read your lines where you come in and discover us. Ready? Now, go ahead.
Alas, poor Yorick, my two best friends have killed themselves. Hamlet, Ophelia, Horatio, and all points were...
Wait a minute, what are you doing? You're not calling trains now. Try it again, will you?
All right. Wait a minute. Hey, I lost the place.
Yeah, hurry up, will you? There's a draft on this floor, will you?
Hey. Keep quiet, you're dead. How can a dead man feel a draft?
I'm laying next to a big windbag. Move over to... Come on, where's the kid that's supposed to come in with a telegram? Hey, where's my... Oh, here.
Hey, Mayor Cantor.
Yeah?
Here's a telegram for you.
Let me see it. Thanks.
What's it say, Eddie?
It says, Dear Mayor Cantor, your Hamlet is scrambled. Stop. Let Deanna Durbin sing. It's about time we had some entertainment. Stop. These are orders signed Alvin Russell, President of Texaco Town Chamber of Commerce.
Well, what are you going to do, Eddie?
Say, Hamlet is Hamlet, but I got to make a living. Oh, Deanna! Deanna, have you got a song prepared?
Yes, I rehearsed one with Mr. Renard.
You did? How did you know you were going to sing?
Oh, well, didn't you just get a telegram?
Yeah, sure, but that was from the Chamber of Commerce. They want me to run for governor. Say, why have you got ink all over your fingers? What's the idea?
Oh, I spilled the ink in the Western Union office.
I see, Deanna. Tell me now, did you send me this telegram?
No, sir.
Deanna, how can you stand there and tell such a big fib?
Well, if you can say they wanted you to run for governor in that telegram, I guess I'm entitled to one whopper myself.
Oh. Sing, Deanna.
I have a true and noble lover. He is my sweetheart, all my own. He's like an earth who shall discover his heart is mine and mine alone. We pledge the trophy to the other, and for a happiness I pray our lives belong to one another. Oh, happy, happy world. Come, I love you only, my
got to tell you again, Deanna Durbin is only 13 years old. That's on the level.
Eddie, listen to that band and that crowd cheering. What is it?
It's a parade headed by Park Your Carcass, and here he is! Park Your Carcass, what's the idea of the parade?
We're marching to Washington because I'm the new president.
Yeah?
Have a cigar.
Why, you sap, Roosevelt is the new president. Here, read this paper. Look at it.
Don't believe that. It's a Democratic paper. Yep. Look what it says in this paper. Park Your Carcass is elected at the polls. Have another cigar.
Oh, thank you very much. Where does it say that? Let me see the paper. Park Your Carcass elected to the polls. It says Park Your Carcass ejected from the polls. You fool?
Give me back the cigars.
Yep. Did you really expect to be elected?
Well, I could be elected if I got more votes from Idaho.
Idaho? You mean Idaho?
No, Idaho. I don't know why I didn't get more votes.
As far as I can discover, you didn't even get one vote.
That's so. I got twice as many as that.
Yeah?
I myself put two X's next to my name.
Yeah, well, that's why they threw out your ballot. You made two crosses instead of one.
What do you know? I double-crossed myself.
Yep. Well, it's a good thing the people didn't pick you for president.
Yeah, well, I ain't through fighting yet.
Yep.
How many votes Roosevelt got?
25 million.
And Lyndon?
16 million. And you got exactly 29 votes.
Well, if it's that close, then I demand a discount.
Yep. Discount? You mean a recount. You got 29 votes and you want a recount?
Yeah, I only expected 24.
24, you didn't have a chance. Why didn't you put your name on campaign buttons like Roosevelt?
Oh, how would that look? Park Your Carcass on a button.
Yep. Your carcass, you're positively a menace.
Boy, that's where I'd like to go for a couple, 2-3 weeks.
Go where? I said menace. Do you know what menace is?
Sure, that's a town in Italy where the sewers overflowed.
Yep. No, that's Venice.
Go on, Venice is a statue without no arms.
No. Now you're thinking of Venus.
Venus, that's what you eat with mustard, hot Venus.
No. No, those are wieners.
You can't fool me. Yesterday with Notre Dame, Navy was the wieners.
No. No, that's winners.
Get it right. Winners is when you put on the long underwear.
No. For heaven's sakes, no. Those are winters.
Yeah, you're way off. That's when you build a house. You got to have doors and winters.
Winters. Window. You don't know what a window is.
Yes, I do. You're a window.
I'm a window? What makes you say that?
Because you're easy to see through, hard to shut up, and nothing but a big pain.
Yep, get out of here.
The mayor wants to thank all you nice people for writing and requesting the following song, When a Lady Meets a Gentleman Down South.
When a lady meets a gentleman down south, near the Swanee Moon to a Swanee tune they love. Then the lady tells her gentleman down south, sure it's mighty fine just to know you're mine, my love. Then they walk along where magnolias grow, to her sing a song that was written long ago. Now if that's not sweet romance, then hush my mouth. When a lady meets a gentleman, a very polished gentleman, when a lady meets a gentleman down south, yes, sir, I'm going south. Taste the sugar cane right in my mouth. All the world is sweet away down south, where they make love. Now if that's not sweet romance, then hush my mouth. When a lady meets a gentleman, a kind of a polished gentleman, when a lady meets a gentleman down south.
Thank you, my friends. And I do want to thank you for coming to Texaco Town. And remember, your neighborhood Texaco dealer makes these programs possible. Drive in wherever you see the Texaco star, but don't tell them that I sent you, because it might sound like I'm giving myself a boost, you know what I mean?
Just say the man on the radio sent you, the fellow who works with Park Yakakis, Jimmy Wallington, Bobby Breen, Deanna Durbin, and Jack Renard, and who also sings...
I love to spend each Sunday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here to state will be my delight to sing again, ring again the things you want me to. I love to spend each Sunday.
Thank you, my friends. The mayor of Texaco Town is bringing to New York Jack Renard and Jimmy Wallington, Deanna Durbin, Park Yakakis, and Bobby Breen. I hope all of you New Yorkers will come and watch us broadcast. I asked Deanna Durbin what she wanted to see in New York, and she said, the Statue of Liberty. I said, Deanna, the Statue of Liberty? She said, yes. She said, I'd like to walk right up in the Statue of Liberty's arm. You know, you can do that. So for the last 3 or 4 days, she's been practicing with Jack Renard. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Eddie Cantor of Texaco Town will come to you again next Sunday evening at the same hour. In the meantime, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. Come to you from Hollywood, California. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Nine p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.